T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On 106.5 The End.
Hey, look at me. Hey.
Hey.
I'm proud of you. Katie overcame a really big lifelong fear while she was in Mexico.
Now, I don't know that I've completely overcome it.
Yes.
But I did something. I did it, okay? I did do it this time.
And there's proof of it.
There is
proof. If you want to see it, text the word SWIM, S-W-I-M, S-W-I-M, to 73389.
I have three big fears.
Yes.
Open water, porta potties, and holes. And
you forgot being away from me.
That's too terrifying to even think about. And when we went to Mexico, we stayed in this resort that has a river that runs through it, all through the resort. It's absolutely stunning.
Not a natural resort.
It is not a natural river, but it has natural water flowing into it.
Oh, wow.
And so it also has lots and lots of fish in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were on the ground floor of this resort. And when you're on the ground floor, your room on the you have a patio, and that patio is right above the river.
Okay.
So you literally, and there's even a ladder, like you basically have river access from your room.
Okay.
And there are places all over this river that they have burrowed out, like kind of these little caves.
Yeah.
And they hung hammocks in there.
Beautiful.
And there's all these little places that if you can get to the other side, you can do all this cool stuff.
Okay.
Well, I really wanted to do some of that cool stuff. But to do that cool stuff, it meant you had to get into the river. Now, they had paddle boards and they had kayaks that I could have gotten to the other side using those. But you had to reserve them, and we didn't reserve them in time. So the only way I was getting over there was if I was swimming.
Okay. Now, when you say river, describe, like, how wide is this? How deep was
it? It was 19 feet deep.
That's not that. Okay.
Well, what?
Listen, I'm not here to dim your shine. Okay.
What? How deep is too deep for you? What difference does it make?
When you said, because I know in the past you've said, I'm scared, and we've talked about Folsom Lake.
Yeah.
You and I went out on a jet ski one time.
Yeah.
We fell off the jet ski, and you freaked out.
I freaked out.
Because you were over open water.
Yeah.
Well, Folsom Lake is like 250 feet deep.
Kevin, the depth of it does not matter.
So what does matter?
That I can't touch the bottom.
That you can't touch the bottom.
Or see the bottom.
I understand.
Okay. So,
and how far across is it?
Oh, God. It was probably 100 feet across.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, it was, you know.
100 feet of not being able to touch.
Not at all.
And
not
there
even
is
close.
And frankly,
had I touched, I would have lost my mind because there was like a whole bunch of mossy stuff in this river, which that is as bad as just being in the water itself. If something touches me, oh, my God. God.
All right, I texted SWIM to 73389, and I'm looking at the picture. Katie's bad with numbers. That is way further than 100 feet.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's like 300 or 400 feet that you had to swim.
Okay. It might as well have been a mile as far as I'm concerned. So it was the last day we're there, and my husband had gone to do something, get a drink or something. I'm in the room, and I'm staring at that. I'm standing on that platform. I'm staring at that water. And I go, F it. And I threw on a life jacket because you have to wear a life jacket in the river.
Okay.
And I climbed down the ladder. And as I climbed down the ladder close enough to touch the water, I froze.
Now, wait a second. You didn't tell your husband you were about to do this?
No.
This is what got you in trouble when you broke your foot. I'm going on a hike through Yosemite. Would have been nice to somebody to say that, but instead you just climb down an embankment,
well,
step on a beaver dam or whatever the hell happened.
He knew I was going out that day. Okay. He did not know I was getting in the water.
Okay.
So I throw on the life jacket. I get down the ladder. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I thought, gotta just let go. And I just let go of the ladder handles and I just threw myself back. And now I'm in, okay? Now I'm in. I'm like, okay. And then I'm swimming and I'm swimming and I'm going to the other side. And I kept just saying to myself out loud, you're so brave. You're so brave. You're so brave. So I get to the other side and I see my husband come out of the sliding door onto the patio. He's looking around. He doesn't know where his wife is.
Right.
And I just shoot my arms into the air and he sees me and he goes, what are you doing?
Who put you over there?
And I said, I did it. And he took, and he goes, oh my God, and he took my picture. Then I realized I got to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And to get back, there was so much moss on that ladder that I had avoided when I jumped off of it, but couldn't avoid when I went back. So I had to swim even further up the river a little bit to get out on a beach. So I get out. Burst into tears.
Because you're so brave. Well, it's Mexico. You're so valiente.
Yes. And I was so scared and my adrenaline.
Okay. The last thing, when you text in swim, by the way, to 73389, you see pictures of all this. You're leaving out the last thing, which is a video. There's some big ass fish in this water.
They're like three foot long fish.
Did they touch you?
No.
Were they around you?
I don't know. I made big splashing motions to try to keep them away from me, but I could not keep that moss. That moss was trying to touch me.
Well, listen, I am clapping, as I'm sure all of Sacramento
is
doing.
Understand, this does not mean I have overcome the fear. I was just able to do it that time. I will not be committing to open water.
But if we wanted to do it again, all we need to do is put a hammock on the other side of Folsom Lake,
yeah,
and you will swim across it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.